Chapter 10. Secret. Once, during a spiritual conversation, Arthur asked one of the tutors of the school, Diana, "I saw the movie Secret. It says that one wish is enough to make a goal come true, and there are a lot of examples. But it doesn't work with me. For example, we saved Alice not just by one thought, but by doing the circle healing prayer many times, as Prajna taught us. In the movie Secret, there is only one idea, one slice," the tutor began to explain readily. "Yes, sometimes, if a person's thought is strong and a person has good aspects, that is, at the moment the stars favor such a person and the environment does not interfere, then there are cases when a wish is fulfilled. But often a person's thought is not strong enough. One cannot keep their attention on it for a long time. One has opposite desires, sometimes unconsciously. And that is why a ritual is needed to strengthen and concentrate the wish. And if it is done by a whole group of people, and several times, then success is guaranteed. However, we must also take into account the influence of the planets. It is not for nothing that in the past all rituals were done at a strictly defined time, which was calculated by astrologers. On the full moon, say, on the solstice, equinox, and so on. That's why the circle healing prayer is much more effective than the method described in The Secret, although the method itself is similar in some respects. The Secret also lacks the understanding that success requires strong emotions and connection to the higher power, God, Egregore. In general, this Secret, as well as everything modern, is another one-sided, narrowed view. Only a part of the real great method, which was given out as another panacea for all troubles. Besides, one should remember the law of volume."
"What is that?"
Ruslan asked with interest, who, like Arthur, was listening attentively to Tudor's explanations. "It means," Naya answered, joining the conversation, "that each person has his or her own God-given amount of well-being. Let's say God gave a person an average income, but they were not satisfied with it, stole money, and started to live richly. But the volume of well-being remained the same, and wealth displaced their health. The person became sick or lost the joy of life, the ability to enjoy earned potency. Or, say a man stole a beautiful wife from a friend, and then his career went into turmoil. He was demoted, or his business partners were framed. He suffered losses. Someone close to him died. In general, there is still a balance. If something is added somewhere, it is taken away elsewhere. Of course, there are people who are given a lot from birth, billionaires, say, stars, and it is normal for them. But they should sacrifice, help people, if they have been given a lot. Otherwise, first their spirituality will be taken away from them, and then other misfortunes will start. That is why many spiritual people renounced wealth and all worldly things. That is why they treated what they had with detachment, without attachment, in order to purify their volume of well-being to receive spiritual gifts. It is not for nothing that Christ said to those who asked him how to reach the kingdom of heaven, 'Leave everything and follow me. Give everything to the poor.' But in the world, there are some very stupid people who do not even think about spiritual development. They fill their volume with empty dreams, envy, resentment, and because of this, they cannot receive what they were given from birth."
"What should they do?" Alice asked. "How to fix the situation?"
"They need to sacrifice all this junk, and then their lives will be filled with happiness," Naya answered, and a bright smile touched her lips.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.